Welcome to the Grow Tribe. I'm Melissa McGowan and I have been supporting teams and people grow for over two decades. So it might sound like I have it all figured out, but that is far from the truth. In my early 40s, I experienced my great energy crisis. It brought me to my knees. I was living and leading in survival zone, either doing or feeling healthy, but never at the same time. For myself, my family, and my career, I realized I needed to make some changes, and my biggest learning was to manage my energy. I felt more connected and alive, and I became the practicing chief energy officer of my life. And this is where the real growth started. I needed a tribe. I looked up and I realized I was not alone, and neither are you. Go to Grow is about connection with real and messy growth. The failing, the learning, the healing, the vulnerability, the bravery, and the aliveness, not just the glossy outcomes. We'll help you connect the dots between your energy and the impact you desire to have in your life. Our guests help create space for you to grow. They provide insights, inspiration, and information. We'll call them the practicing chief energy officers of their lives too. Go to Grow helps you navigate the rocky road towards greater growth for you. Hey, Grow Tribe, I'm launching a 10-week group coaching program starting in October. It is specifically to help busy women who might be struggling with overwhelm, a lack of time, or patchy energy gain unstoppable mojo momentum. You'll powerfully upgrade your habits, mindsets, and resources with amazing, like-hearted women to put you on top of your to-do list, achieve what really matters, and build confidence in work and life. I call that becoming the chief energy officer of your life. Chief Energy Officer uniquely integrates growth as its mind, action as its energy, and connection as its heart. So it doesn't matter where you are on the mojo scale, now is the time to equip yourself to jive into 2022 with clarity, confidence, and connections. And you know what? We have some fun doing it. Now, there are limited spots, so go to the link in the show notes to jump on the wait list so you know when the doors open and you can secure a spot and the waitlist bonus offer. Remember, mojo is a quality that attracts people to you, makes you successful and full of energy. Like, who doesn't want that? So get your skates on. Now is the time for you and your team to gain true mojo momentum. Hi, everyone. It's been a year of the Go to Grow podcast, and I just wanted to jump in here with a couple of quick messages and reflections. I wanted to say a big thank you to all of my guests. There's been like over 40 of them, and we've covered topics from parenting to coming out to divorce to cold swimming to leading change, leading teams, what else? Emotional intelligence, anxiety, and so much more. In this exploration of our real and very messy growth, and I just appreciate the guests' superpowers and energy so much. It's been awesome. I also want to thank the listeners. I want to thank you, the Grow Tribe. You've engaged, you've shared, you've grown. You really are the tribe, and I'm here cheering you on as well. Couldn't be doing it without you. Couple of quick reflections. I was thinking about the worst parts of having a podcast. A few things came to mind. The tech. It's been growth on steroids for us, and it still is. Learning how to actually be a podcaster, like that's a whole new thing for me as well. But more than those things is the end of the discussions. Like I find every single time I get so into the discussion with the other person because I'm learning and benefiting and I'm so curious and interested. And I find it hard to stay on track sometimes because of that. And I always find it hard to finish it up because there's more that I want to hear about. And there's more that I want to know because just so many great insights. The best part, when I ask people in most of the episodes, when I remember this question, which is, when do you feel really alive in your life? I have heard lots of amazing and honest and really generous answers to that question. And I was thinking about a couple of the themes. So one of them was people talking about being in their zone, like doing work that they love. Could be on their own, could be with others. It's something they're good at and they're adding value doing. They're kind of in that flow and they're quite present in the moment. So that was really one of the themes that's come through. The second one was around connection with nature. getting out in nature, appreciating it, connecting with yourself and with the great outdoors, really. It may include some exercise, and it could just be sitting outside and enjoying. And then the third thing that's come through is the habits, the little rituals that people have that really support them and their energy. Those pockets of time during a day that people value so much to make them a priority. So again, I just want to say thank you so much. You know, as I've kind of reflected, it's served as a great reminder actually to me, and probably for all of us, particularly at this time, to ask ourselves, when do we feel, and when do you feel really alive in your life? And how can we do more of the things that can help us feel that way? And that it's less about the when, and it's actually more about the how. So thanks for being here. Feel alive and enjoy your awesome growth. Do you feel like you're either stealing time for you where you can between work, family, life, managing home, but gee, it's hard to relax? Or maybe you're working really hard and your days are just jam-packed with meetings, emails, responding to messages, no time for lunch or much else. If you're thinking, yes, that is me, then you are in the common reactionary survival mode. Whichever camp you're in, I've created something specially for you with you in mind. How did I know? Well, I've been there. So have thousands of other leaders that I've coached. So I've put together a free guide called The 6 Weekly Habits to Shift You from Survival to Success Faster. These habits are a real game changer, and they allow you to get hours back for you in your week, focus on what is really important so that you can achieve with confidence, and then empower yourself to make you a priority, not at the cost of work or family, but actually to the benefit. So whether success means confidence, clarity, control, or more for you, your journey there starts with upgrading your habits. As you probably know, we are a reflection of our habits. They really create true change and dictate our direction. So go to the show notes and grab the guide, and let me help you establish and stack some habits to support yourself feel more successful in work and life. Thanks so much for being here and being part of the Grow Tribe. It would be amazing if you shared this podcast with others at home, at work, gave it a rate and review in Apple Podcasts, and shared any ideas about what you want to hear more about or who you want to hear from. I love to hear your updates. If you're interested in learning about how to become a Chief Energy Officer, you're looking to fuel your impact and your performance, could be you, could be your team, have a look at the link in the show notes about where to start. And as always, drop me an email if you're looking for any support or you've got any insights that you want to share on growth. It's Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, at go2grow.com.au. Thanks, everyone.